Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Stop trying to do your own thing and come in here trying to put on a facade of worship and accept what he did. And if nobody else accepts it, forget all of them. My hands are going up towards God, not because I've been prompted by a song, but because my heart before God is humble.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's continue on with Pastor Rogers in this new Wednesday night sermon series. This is By Faith. This is part two from that series. Let's go into the message today.
I want you to understand right now, and I don't have time to bring up all of the passages of Scripture, but this person in the Scripture is the type and symbol of the Antichrist. Marked by God. You read Genesis a little bit further down, and the Bible says that God put a mark on him. And some Hebrew theologians believe that it could be an actual X. Now think about this. Because the mark of the beast, many scholars believe it to be not necessarily an X, could be, but actually the sign of the cross. Why is that? Because you're looking at Cain and you're looking at Abel, and watch this. Oh man, this is so good. I hope that you're getting this. This is so critical, because Abel's offering and worship and sacrifice before God was acceptable. It was acceptable, and his religion, if you want to say it like that, slew an animal and took the blood, the very life out of that animal. It's a type and symbol of Christ. But Cain refused to slay a lamb, but turned around within hours and slew his brother in the field. I want you to see this. So man's religion of Cain is the works of my hands, and you accepted. He got angry. The Bible says, I don't have time to go there tonight, the Bible says he turned and went to Nod, N-O-D. He went, the Bible says, two places. This is the first person that turns, and the only person that you read where he went away from the presence of God. And Cain's children are marked to this day, who will be the children of the Antichrist, marked with a physical symbol. Are y'all hearing me? So this is the danger of offering up worship not acceptable to God. But Cain's religion will give you all of the worship you want through works, through the acceptance of, I mean, the climate, right? The LGBT, because we're going to be all inclusive in this, because God loves everybody. Because Cain, who is the Bible called him, a little bit later on, called him the liar. I didn't spell it right. L-I-A-R-A. The liar. So Cain is the absolute father of lies. Who else is Jesus identified as the father of lies? This is the personification of Satan himself. Well, Pastor, I'd never do that. No. Peter manifested this kind of spirit, allowed that spirit to get on the inside of him. Let me go a little step further here as we conclude this lesson. David, King David, shouting, dancing King David, is said to have gone into the presence of God while Cain went away from the presence of God. Now, was King David perfect? Absolutely not. David is busted by Nathan when he has an adulterous affair and commits murder. And all of this capital punishment that comes upon him through the prophet at that moment. And what does David respond? How does David respond? If you don't get anything out of this lesson tonight, get this. When God or this word or a preacher, teacher, or someone comes along who's got the right spirit and it smites your heart and asks you the question, why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? Why are you in this condition? Do not bow up and get pride-filled. That's the spirit of Cain. Humble yourself like David and say, there must be something going on because you care about me enough to tell me the truth. And they that worship must worship in spirit and in lie. No, in spirit and in. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? This, my friend, is true worship. And Satan has his own religion. And today it looks very, very appealing. It is a beautiful salad on the altar, and it's attracting millions. Because the awfulness of my sin, I can't bear. So I've got to have something that is acceptable. I got to have something that smells good, looks good, and acts good, so that I can feel good. Don't make me leave the church feeling burdened, Pastor. We're all supposed to feel good when we leave. Where'd you read that? Where did you read that? I mean, we all want to feel good. And, you know, oh, encourage me. I want to encourage you. This ought to be encouraging you. This ought to be telling you that what Jesus did on the cross is enough. Stop trying to do your own thing and come in here trying to put on a facade of worship and accept what he did. And if nobody else accepts it, forget all of them. My hands are going up towards God, not because I've been prompted by a song, but because my heart before God is humble. Come on now. David wasn't perfect, but he knew how to worship God. He knew how to ask God for forgiveness. And what does the Bible say? How do we approach God? If there's ever a psalm, go back and read Psalm 51. Psalm 51 verse 17 says this, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." I love the way it reads in this, in the Message Bible. It says it like this, "I learned God worship when my pride was shattered, heart shattered lives ready for love." Don't for a moment escape God's notice. When you're humble before God, God has his eyes upon you. He says, now we're in the right position. Now you're ready to give me some pure truth and worship in spirit and in truth. Can you say amen to that tonight? So we can repent, ladies and gentlemen, and forsake our sin, or we can rebel and go further into sin. And that's what Cain and Abel shows us. And it's entirely up to us. But get this, the word translated here, he says in Genesis 4 and 7, he said, if you don't do this, sin lieth at the door. The picture is there of a lion that is at the door of the house ready. When you open the, this is what sin is. The moment you open the door to it, the lion jumps and devours you. What does the Bible say? That Satan is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That's exactly what he's looking to do. So the first murder, Cain's religion was too refined to kill a lamb. Don't talk about, listen, there's churches that don't want to talk about the blood. The Assemblies of God has just removed a pastor and the church from the North Texas district because he just embraced the LGBT agenda and has now approved it inside of his entire church, which is completely not biblical. And thank God for the Assemblies of God who continues to hold the standard of God's word and not bow down to Cain's religion. Pastor, aren't we accepting? We accept everybody that walks through the door, but we do not remove the standard. If we do that, ladies and gentlemen, then we're in a mess for every one of us. The moment we open the door to sin, then that allows anything to operate in our midst. And every one of us should say, Lord, search me. Deal with my heart. Help me to know, God, what is right and what is wrong. And you don't have to have this preacher to find that out. You take this word right here and open it up, and it will show you what is truth and what is right and what is wrong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is a critical thing for us to understand. So in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12, I'm closing out here tonight. He says, there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end of that is death. It's critically important that we understand, as the Hebrew writer is telling us, he says to us in chapter 11, verse number 4, he said, God testifying of Abel that his sacrifice was acceptable, and it's still speaking from the ground. You want your testimony to live on for your children and your children's children? Then you live right before God. Worship right before God. Because look at this. Cain thought he was going to get rid of his brother Abel. But at this very night, I'm teaching you this lesson about the type and symbol of Cain, who is a type of Antichrist, and Abel, who is a type of Christ. And the Bible says, I love this, the Bible says that Cain was talking with his brother Abel, and while they were in the field, he slew him. Cain slew his own brother. The first domestic murder ever from two brothers. Cain slays his brother. He wouldn't slay a lamb as a true worship, but he will kill his brother. Abel, who is innocent, and I find the text very important right there when he says that he found him in the field. Jesus, the Son of God in heaven, and in the dawn of time, God determines that he would be the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So he takes the greatness of God and the Godhead and bundles it all together and puts it into the baby Jesus. And Jesus comes down from his glory into our field. Because the devil couldn't touch him. Y'all didn't hear what I said. He couldn't touch him while he was in the Father's house. But when he left out of the Father's house and came down to this field and willingly offered himself, he's out there doing what he should be in the work of the kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's out there working for 3.5 years, and along comes that same spirit of Cain, the assassin. Cain comes along and slays Jesus Christ. Jesus lays his life down willingly. But watch this. The Bible says that the blood of Cain, God himself, is still, listen, y'all. There's nowhere else in the Bible where you find God speaking up for an individual and testifying in their behalf because they are not present to testify. God tells Abel's story, and Abel's story is still coming up from the ground to this day. Abel, I'm doing a poor job of this tonight, but Abel is a type of Christ who was slain on the cross. And when Jesus Christ died, the blood hit the ground. The blood hit the ground. The ground. Otherwise known as dirt. When you came to your senses and said, I'm tired of offering salads up on the altar. I'm not getting anywhere with my works. I'm going through the forms without it. I'm a drug addict. I'm this, I'm that. And you finally surrendered to God. Some of that blood hit the ground. And right here tonight, because of the blood, it's still speaking on the inside of you this evening. Every time you open your mouth and give him glory, the blood is speaking and testifying. Listen, God is testifying in your behalf tonight because of the blood that hit the ground 2,000 years ago.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the Word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.